This is DJ Laura B. You're listening to part two of the January 6th, 2007 Jimmy Doan podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good. A little BST for the
BST,
dogs.
BST, baby.
They love them. They love them. So anyway, we're back. The indication is that we're on a little longer delay than 45 seconds.
Probably about a minute, maybe a minute and a half.
HDs say that it might be as long as 3 minutes. Anyway, it doesn't really matter that much. So we're back. The next thing that we mentioned that I did want to talk about, we talked a little bit about the note from Patty that was about the obesity thing. For children. Did I talk about that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Okay, let me, there are two obesity notes in the news. The health news, as usual, of course, they want to take over. The government wants to take over your health. As you know, we talked about the trans fats in New York. They want to basically, and one of the reasons, the justification for this has to do with the Medicare and Medicaid.
Wait, on the trans fats, did you notice that KFC, Starbucks, and McDonald's are taking it out of there?
Right.
The free market's taking care of it anyway.
The free market takes care of it anyway. And, of course, that's the same thing that had with the minimum wage business that, of course, they're going to pass. There's 37 states now that have raised the minimum wage. Idiots, of course. But still, you don't need the feds to come in on this. And as you still don't need the state to come in or the city to come in and tell you about trans fats.
It's the classic liberal paranoia. You don't need to ban stuff that's actually bad. The companies are not actually going to intentionally try to harm their consumers.
Unless the cigarette people.
Even them. Trust me.
Let me tell you, it's interesting. If you want to watch one of the best movies of the year, of last year, was Thank You for Smoking.
Yeah, that looked really good.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
It is really good. Yeah. It is. It gives a... The guy is... Well, it's a classic movie. I mean, it's going to be
Oscar-nominated.
Can you write it?
Is it Oscar-nominated?
Well, that guy, I think, was...
I wouldn't doubt it. It was a great movie, and he makes the case, we don't want you to die. You know, when you die, we lose
the
customer.
You can't buy a cigarette.
That's right. So anyway, it's really well done, and one of the greatest scenes in there is when they sit around with the alcohol guy and the guy who sells arms or guns or whatever, and they are bragging about how many people they killed. but the way it's done is it's so good, it's worth the price of renting that movie, I can tell you right now. So anyway, back to the obesity thing, the trans fats, and of course there might be a little of Darwinian culling of the herd here, so they get fat and they die. Okay, fine, who cares? I don't. I mean, that's the people that have a predisposition towards reading the label will survive when it says on the label, the regular Triscuits or the regular whatever it is has 400 calories.
Triscuits? Triscuits.
No, not Triscuits. Well, I like, as I've mentioned before, one of the things that happens with this, they rate the trans fats or the calories per serving. And when you find out that a box of cookies now, a serving is like
3 million servings.
Right. Yeah, you're right. That's right. It's a quarter of it. It's a bite off the edge of the cookie is
right.
One serving.
Right.
So that's the way they managed to keep that in. So the obesity thing, to ban the trans, where will it stop? It won't. And it's all for your own good. It's all for your own health. We are looking out for you. Big brother, big sister, whatever. We're looking out.
Jimmy, and I got to bring this up. How did we get to the point of where we have a guy who's literally advocating socialized medicine is going to run for president here?
It's phenomenal to me. And, of course, one of the things that I like about this, if you look at the people that are passing these laws, I got a newsflash for you. Most of them could use a little banning of the trans fats. there's a definite, let me put it this way. I would guess that if you took the average weight of the average congressperson, that it's not below average. That would be my guess. I mean, you look at somebody like
Fat Cats.
Fat Cats is right. You look at somebody like Gerald Nadler or Dennis Hastert or somebody like that. I mean, these people could use a little less trans fats in their diet, and yet they're passing the laws.
Well, this is what. Well, comment. I just want to know why is this socialized medicine thing? I mean, well, what's the idea is...
He's stuttering. He can't even get it out. It's so bad. And I'm with
you
on that.
Down like a clown, Charlie.
Yeah, exactly.
Down like a clown, Charlie. Down like a clown, Charlie. Down like a clown, Charlie.
Here's the idea. You pay a little tax, a little tiny tax, and then whenever you get sick, you call up your doctor, and he comes by your house, and he fixes you, and he leaves, and you don't pay him. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Except he's not going to show up.
Well, he won't anymore, but I'll tell you, let me tell you, there is a guy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, it's Dr. Nick.
You called about a heart attack last week. I'm here.
Well, they don't laugh. Of course, they have in Canada, of course, they've got the waiting lists and so forth.
Well, that's what I'm wondering here.
The United States has always been the safety valve for Canada.
Well, is that actually true? Could some of our Canadian listeners write in and say, have you waited in a line? Have you come to the U.S. for health care?
Yeah.
Or is it you just go down there, you get treated, you leave, you don't pay?
Well, the Pinkster talked about this when he was up there. He said, if you're going to go down and, you know, get a Band-Aid on your finger or something, that's fine. But if you're going to have a kidney transplant, you're not doing it in Canada.
Yeah.
In other words, if it's a broken arm or something like that, they'll treat you just fine. But if it's you know, any kind of like real medicine, I mean, real surgery.
Real surgery.
Yeah. You're not doing it up there, eh?
Where's Hawkeye and Trapper John when
you need
them?
Right, exactly. They'd rather have Hawkeye and Trapper John any day.
That's for sure.
Well, you would think that it would sort of cut off the top, the head, so
cut
to
off.
Speak.
I like that.
Oh, wait it. Well, we can amputate. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
The problem is his head is infected. Let's go ahead and cut that off.
Treat that right.
There you go.
Right away.
Good as new.
The body's cured.
Oh, yeah.
You would think that if they were socializing the medicine, they would have to cap the very top. You couldn't pay the top fees. That would be one of the ways you would keep costs down.
Right.
And so therefore, you'd have to lop off the very best care.
I don't like the word lop off so much.
I keep using that, Jay, making you nervous over
there. That's right. I get a little nervous about that.
You gotta chainsaw this part here. Okay, go ahead.
And then you would also think that some people would have to be denied treatment at the other end.
That's no question. At the other end. I know. I don't mind being denied treatment. That's right. Lop off end. I don't know.
And like you said, there'd have to be more mandatory procedures for preventative measures and
right.
preventative medicines.
No, that's is the key. You hit the nail on the head. There are going to be, you're going to walk in there and they're going to say, did you take your medicine today? Did you do this? Did you do that? And if you say, well, no, I didn't. It reminds me a little bit of one time when I went in to get the car fixed and I had an insurance policy. And they said, well, you didn't get the oil changed, every 3,000 miles. Here's one of the receipts that said it was 3,100 miles. Before you got the, oh, so the over warranty's void. And I mean, I got away, I, because it was private people, and I threatened them with
driving the car through their lobby.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I threatened them with my 20 watt laser.
Right.
And no, they came around. But I mean, the point is that if you think that is not what's going to happen, if you walk in there and they say, well, you ate French fries, mm-hmm. and therefore you're not treatable.
All right, if you can just bend over, we have this scope here. We're going to go ahead and see what you had.
And then, of course, at that point, you've already been taxed to pay for it. And so in order to pay for it again, you'd have to be paying twice in order to go hire your private.
It's just like the education system here. I mean, when you figure...
Right, you pay for the public people, and then you still send your kids to private, so you
exactly.
pay twice, right?
We don't call that public. The government-run indoctrination system you have to pay for. And then if you really want anything resembling an education, you have to pay again. Yeah, that's right. Privately, that's right. So the obesity thing is we're on the trail here to total control
mm-hmm.
of your eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the only threat when it doesn't work. Let me put it this way: when it doesn't work, that they threaten you with lack of health care if you don't follow the rules, the eating rules say. Then they'll have to
come up. Your prescribed diet.
Let's say that doesn't work. What's next? Then they're going to fine you,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll be confined because it'll be child abuse. For instance, you'll go in and you'll drive through the McDonald's and get the Happy Meal, and at the end there'll be somebody
there'll
either
be some unhappy people with guns.
That's right. That's
give
right.
us the Happy Meal
that's
and
right.
the Dova.
And the Dova. That's
and the kid.
That's right. DCF will have new powers.
Yeah.
No, you think we're not headed there. See, I am laughing in a way, although I'm crying on the inside.
Crying on the inside.
Again, it's just as we said in the first part of this show, we said the Social Security number, never going to be used. Never going to be used. SS number, never going to be used as an identification. Matter of fact, illegal. Can't mm-hmm. happen. in our in
that's
the United
my bank ID number.
Oh, I mean, you know, you know that on it until recently, it some states used it as your driver's license number.
Really?
Until it started being abused. Yeah, I mean, abused. I say abused. whatever. So you. But I mean, who doesn't know of all the things in the world? Seriously speaking, who doesn't know their Social Security number?
Not Americans.
Retarded people.
I would guess that even they know their Social Security number. I mean, that is the one number that you do know, and it's you have it. You certainly know the last four digits of it. I can guarantee you that.
Mm-hmm.
How many times you ask for that? Okay, so the obesity thing.
The last four digits of yours. What are you
Jimmy,
talking
Jimmy
about?
Jimmy is not happy about that.
So yeah, we can turn an engineer loose in the computer room.
That's
here.
Right.
I'm Jimmy. Jimmy may have to change his
Social Security
it's
number.
It's too late. I think he's got your identity sealed away.
Yeah. No. Well, Jimmy may have to come up with another alter ego. An alter ego. I will come up with Darth Vader and use the power of the Force. That's right.
Chris is naming his kid Vader.
What?
Chris is naming his boy Vader.
You're kidding.
No. Cool.
Well, sort of cool, I suppose. Think about it.
Vader McDowell.
But what is...
Got a nice ring to it.
It does have a nice ring, I admit, but what's it going to be like when he's in the... When he's 8 years old and
he'll have a lightsaber.
He'll be half machine and half
machine.
That's true.
What do you mean? You saw the movie.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Come on.
I did see the movie. You're right. It's going to be like a Borg.
Right. This is your life plan, kid.
Yeah, that's right.
Sitting here, watch this. Memorize
now,
it.
Now, it's a boy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if you ended up looking like Seven, if you're a girl,
right.
You could do worse.
Or you could, do something. Okay.
So anyway, the obesity thing is now
spreading to pets.
Your pet.
Mm-hmm.
This is astounding.
Mm-hmm.
Astounding, mind you.
Alert reader sent this in.
An alert reader sent this in. John sent this in. John, if he'll send us his address, he can actually get a cup out of it. He might not have to hit the donation. No, he already donated. He already donated. That's right. We need to get his address, as a matter of fact.
Oh, there you go. Well, then shoot.
We'll shoot him a cup.
There you go, man.
So to speak. We'll shoot a cup. Cup of shoot. Okay. The deal is that he said, apparently the FDA has approved a prescription diet pill for your fat dog. Well, thank God.
Come on, Fluffy.
Yeah, Fluffy.
Take the pill. Take the pill, Fluffy.
And, but the question, of course, is, do you suppose that there's any remote chance that it might get into the human food chain?
Well, I'm just glad that the FDA has finally got involved and taken a leadership role in providing these dogs with the drugs that they need.
That's right.
Thank you, Bill Murray.
It's true. This man has.
I loved your response to John.
Oh, yeah.
Let me really read this. Here's the response that was
the engineer
said, well, I talked at length at Fluffy, whom we just heard from.
right.
And he says he believes the feds have gone too far with this one. Also, I consulted Alex, my pet parrot.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's a blue parrot. And, of course, he suggested that we buy a nice piece of property closer to his family in Costa Rica.
Right.
And he gave me a few names of realtors in the area as he expressed his concern that this type of imperialism could spread to his peanut-loving addiction, and he didn't really want to go into rehab. I do love him, and I'm going to look into this matter further. So at least we have a friend in the feathered department.
You gotta protect your pets. Seriously, I was in the vet the other day with these two puppies that my wife got the girls for Christmas. So I'm in there, and the doctor looks at me, and he says, now, I'm giving you this medicine, and we're going to call you and find out how the puppies are doing. And I'm thinking, like, what? You know, if I don't treat the puppies, I'm going to jail.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know? Right. Well, instead of the DCF, they're going to have the DAF, or the Department of Animal Families or something?
Exactly.
That's what they're saying.
There we go. This is no.
Well, there's
legal ramifications with those puppies.
Yeah. Well, there's obviously going to be a dog division of the FDA and a cat division.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen some fat cats.
Bird,
and I mean,
yeah.
I mean, there's some There's some people, I mean, you wonder, you do know that you can be arrested, of course, for animal abuse. I mean, any.
I've defended people for it.
Have you?
Yeah.
I mean, you go down and you see a skinny horse on the farm, boom, 911, you know, and they arrest people for that. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be, if your dog is fat, you're walking this dog around, and they arrest you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, forget the French fries.
It's a free country.
You know, let me tell you, if you people don't think that we're in lockdown martial law mode, boy,
it's already here.
It's, I mean,
well, how about this? It's already at the point of where, and I realize these a lot of times deed restrictions, but when your dog poops, you have to pick it up.
Oh, and again, let me tell you, here in town, if you they measure, you have, we have a leash law in order, and you have to walk around. Of course, if the dog poops, you have to pick it up, even here in rural Gainstown. But if your leash is the wrong length, and they have a measurement that is three times the dog length plus the length of its tail is the leash length.
Hmm. Are you kidding me?
No,
that's
I'm not.
How they got the
that's how that's a, that's the math. In other words, if you're
that's
if
the
you
formula,
have a, that's the formula. If you have a Chihuahua,
that makes no sense.
Three dog plus
it's three dog night.
That is, it should be exactly the opposite somehow. Because if you've got like the world's biggest dog, that means you're gonna have the world's longest leash,
right?
And if you got the world's tiniest dog, you're gonna be like stooped over trying to.
Well, that way, when you draw a picture of it, it's kind of symmetrical.
It's proportional.
Right.
No, but, mm-hmm. but this is typical of... Now, I don't know if you could be arrested if you're walking down and the leash police show up.
They can fine you. It's a civil ordinance. So
it is. And let me tell you something. If you, as you well know, if you what happens if you refuse to take the ticket?
You can... Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they can burn you down right there.
They yep. burn you
burn
down.
Burn you down, baby. He's trying to get away.
I got him.
We know everybody.
We wounded him right through the heart.
So that's great. So I'm all excited.
No, I mean, it is not only...
This is a federal stuff we're still talking about? The leash law stuff is here locally.
That's
yeah,
leash
local.
Law. The leash
right.
law.
And like,
the
obesity
thing. No, that's the FDA. The FDA has approved
right.
a prescription drug for your fat dog or cat or animal or whatever. No, I think it might only be dogs now.
Does it work, though?
Let's take some and find
out.
I was
about to say.
I was looking for my spam thing here. It's going to be Viagra and whatever this stuff is called. Let me see what it's called here. It's called, in case you all want to know, it's called Slendrol.
Slendrol.
I love it. Slendrol.
Like Slendrol, but slender.
That's right. Slender control.
Slendrol.
Slendrol. This is great. It's Pfizer. Of course, I guess it's going to be one of their big sellers. I mean, you know how many people, we talked about this before, how many people consider their pets, they want to have their pets as their significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean.
Look, hey, the more money we got, the more we can spend on our pets.
You don't even want to go there. What people spend on their pets, they drag up these things all the time when they try and pass new laws. They say, well, you spend so much on lipstick or they spend so much on your pet. We can certainly afford to spend, you know, some money.
That's Congress. Spit compared to what I spend on my pet robot. Lots of money.
Okay. Don't spit on him, though, lest he rust.
Lest he rust. Well, he's made out of titanium.
Titanium, that's right. Okay, that's good. So the pets are, well, of course, the question is then what's next? As
humans.
Far as FDA.
Well, look,
no, the FDA approval
on Hillary and Edwards up there, and they socialize all the medicine.
Then they're going to socialize it for the animals.
Well, that too.
What happens if you have a fat fish or something?
Everybody will get faxed their diet in the morning, and you'll pick up your diet off the fax machine, and then you'll...
And it's
you'll have numbered diet bags in your refrigerator, and they have to go by the week, and they come by at any point in time and inspect them to make sure that they're...
You know, they have an easement to come into your
refrigerator.
Well, it's like reading your meter.
Right.
Like they do now. They read your gas meter, and then they check your fridge meter.
Yeah, let me tell you, they do check your fridge in DCF world. That's one of the things they do.
Really?
Yeah.
In DCF world.
DCF world.
Is that like... That's like
Bizarro world.
Bizarro world. Yes.
Only like squared. Like Bizarro would be weirded out in DCF
yes,
world.
Bizarro. The people in Bizarro would say, no, I'm not. That's too weird for me.
Exactly.
So then they put a meter on your garbage disposal to make sure you're not flushing it down the drain. It's right out of Brazil.
Right. Absolutely.
It's right out of the movie Brazil. Yeah. No, so we're headed that way. So anyway, the main thing is, if we get enough donations for our cups, then, again, as we mentioned before...
Well, we're just going to relocate to Jimmy Doan.
There's no
broadcasting.
Yeah, that's right. To a non-extraditable...
Space!
Let's call up Jeff Bezos. Let's call up Jeff Bezos and find out when the when we can get... If we get on one of those. Yeah. We want to make sure...
Get one of those budget hotel balloons.
Yeah, the blow-up hotel. Did you see that? That was my
about
idea,
it.
Too.
We
Bastards.
That was your idea.
It's mine.
No, you should. You should. You know, on TV, they have that. It's gone off recently, which reminds me, speaking of things that have gone off, they had the invention thing, you know, where you call up and you dial 1-800 for your invention, and they had those people come and say, well, that was my idea. I could have made a million, you know, because that was obviously yours was the hotel.
Inflatable space hotel.
That's right.
Miniature turbine engines for radio-controlled aircraft.
Did you see where the FDA or somebody has finally, I mean, sort of, what a scam. Talk about the scams on TV. Almost everything on TV is a scam, but the diet pills, you know, they you saw where the FDA has finally said they don't work. Well, no shit. You know? I mean, how about
they didn't even eat enough
of them. How about that guy who does the Extends commercial? Have you ever seen that? This girl is sitting there with this hugest tits you've ever seen in your life. I mean, she's just, she's a...
Jimmy was going to say breasts, but those were
that's right. isn't it lovely? I've got a note here from the Hanger Dogs. Eric's titanium love doll. Oh, God. Great. That's right. We're sending some more snow out there.
That's it.
That's it. You think you got three this year? Sorry.
Call the witch doctor.
The witch doctor. He loves you. That's right. They're going to get another dump on... We're going to squeeze off another dump on the, hanger dog.
We need to squeeze off that analogy.
Bad, eh?
All right, let's go.
Okay, what was I talking about? I lost my train of thought.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Okay, good.
Let's do something else.
Okay, good.
How about the Iraq push?
Oh, now, let me ask you that. The deal was before the actual swearing in, and the party, as we speak, is going on, the four-day Pelosi party is going on.
Four days.
They're celebrating for 4 days. They literally, it was like New Year's Eve all over again. There was confetti. It looked like a New York City, and the picture in the paper looked like a New York City ticker tape parade. They were so happy.
They just moved Times Square over to her apartment or something?
Well, no, it was on the floor of the house or whatever. Yeah. But there's 4 days of partying with famous singers coming in and so forth to celebrate the coming of Nancy Pelosi. Okay, did I say that right? No. So anyway, I'm losing my train.
You're on Iraq. We're talking about the...
And before that, there was some hint that there was going to be the push, whatever it's called, the surge.
Right, the surge.
The 20,000 surge. Well, apparently, in the...
What's a surge? You mean you're going to send 20,000 more troops?
What it was is basically they're saying that Bush all along has been kind of the light footprint philosophy of Iraq. Get in... Do whatever damage and get out.
Of course,
you know,
that was Rumsfeld stuff.
But. Right, and then there's another school that says we need to double down, so to speak. Go ahead and double or nothing.
Yeah, me too.
Send another 20,000 over there to clean it up, really, for sure, this time.
Why don't you send out a half a million and just occupy it?
Well, that was just like the minimum wage, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, if 20,000 is good, why not 400,000?
Right.
Exactly. And you're right. The criticism, of course, is the 20,000. The idea is to send the 20,000 into Baghdad, clean it all up, and then come home. You know, kind of a lump in the... But for 20,000, believe it or not, in a city the size of Baghdad, it's nothing. It's a halfway step. More people are going to get... I mean,
how many millions of people in Iraq? We're talking 30, 40, 50 million people.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, everybody just goes home. I mean, that's what you do. That's what I would do. If I would have been Saddam's army, I'd have said, okay, here come the Americans. Everybody go home for 2 years.
Right.
Go home and farm sheep or whatever you're going to do, or farm sheep. And then when they take off, go get your guns and come back. And I mean, to me, it just seems as though the...
Yeah, but you're smarter than those stupid Iraqis.
it seems as though they're following...
I don't think we have any Iraqi listeners.
I don't think so. We can bag on them all we want.
Well, the only ones we have actually are probably wearing camo.
Ching chong, ching chong, ching
chong. Sorry, we got them. That's it, we got them.
I thought it seemed like kind of an interesting last push idea. Although I did see Pelosi said...
The Pelosi and Reid, in other words, the Senate and the... And Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, the head of the Senate and the head of the House, sent a letter to GW and said, don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw at least one thing where they said that She was saying that this was the area most emphatically rejected by in the election. And I was thinking, well, how does she know?
Yeah. What they don't realize, again, as we just talked about, they think they got a mandate. What they don't realize is that people were voting against somebody. They didn't get voted in. Those people didn't get voted in. It's just that they happened to get the anti-vote on their opponent.
Right.
And they took that as a four vote for themselves, and it was
another reason, Vanessa, why you should definitely vote libertarian.
That's right, exactly right.
That's why you play the game. You know, it's like you never know what can happen in an election.
And that is exactly the truth. And, and you talk about dog years, election years are totally, they're nano years.
Anything can happen. And so few people as a percentage vote that literally if everybody just sort of said, you know what, I'm getting off my couch today and going down to vote. It really could sway the entire tide.
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. As anybody said, I forget, was even in this last election, something like out of 60 million votes, you know, 25 or 30 thousand well-placed votes would have changed everything entirely. The and you're exactly right on that. And the vote for the libertarian, people say, well, you're going to get the bad guys. I say bring it on. I mean, let's get it over with. If it's going to happen, if we're going to go to the socialized route, the problem, the way I see it is, if you go through it in blazing fast, lightning speed, even the dolts will see that that's socialized. The way they're doing it now is it's down this very narrow, very slightly ramped, slippery slope, and people are buying it like the boiling of the frog as we go along. And
we're socializing this part and
this little part and this little teeny part
little
as we go
tiny
along.
Tiny part's regulated. And then
they're buying it as they go along. And it becomes, because it happens as people grow up, they grow up knowing that they can't cross the street without waiting for the walk don't walk sign to change, and anything else is
you got to get a license to cross the street.
Well,
hey, and that brings us up to Engineer Eric's question of the day. Maybe
I'd like to pose this to again. You can use this same trick you can use in your own hometown. But what I was asking is question here about Gainesville is like, what can you do? And I emailed some of the people, but I'm in this room and outside of this room, and I have a couple of responses back from them, but
we're not allowed to talk about them on them. We're not allowed to say them on the air, are they?
Are we? Yeah. One of them is
PG rated.
Yeah,
the rest of them are triple X.
Triple X. Yeah, and I love the Jimmy Doan constituency came back immediately with sex answers. But anyway,
hard to believe.
Exactly. You know,
this, interesting. Those are things that you can do
as
but
a
you
free,
can't talk about.
Right.
Yeah. Talking about is illegal. Doing's okay.
Yeah, right.
The rest of the stuff, doing's illegal.
Anyway, my question that I sent out here was, what can you legally do, you know, in other words, as a free person here in Gainesville, Florida, without having a permit or license or paying a fee? And so, in other words, I was trying to figure out something that you could do without those types of things.
Breathe.
Oh, and also you had or wearing specific clothing or helmets. And
well, what's not regulated or being paid for to a large extent? In other words, what do you have? What can you do that is not regulated or that you're paying for?
All right, here are my answers. Breathe. Walk around to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
And talk and communicate like ideas back and forth. To some extent.
Well, what we're doing here, actually, you know, this is the podcast is pretty much
right.
We can do this pretty much. I mean, all this equipment here, I didn't have to. It's not registered yet.
Well, I came up with a similar type of one. I came up with walk around. I said you could spend money. I mean, in other words, like you could shop and stuff like that and interact. Again, you can talk, but you can't perform or sing or be loud. In other words, there's noise ordinances.
Right.
So
well, not only that, no, there's gathering ordinances. In other words,
if you
go down, I believe here in Gainesville, if you go down even on the courthouse square and start singing, you know,
they'll throw you in jail.
No, I don't know about that, but they'll come around and tell you to stop. If you do a band, like say you're playing a guitar and you're standing, and say you're not even asking for money. Because if you are asking for money, that's illegal.
Right.
But, I mean, I think if you just stand down there and sing songs and stuff, they'll come along, tell you to move along or do something.
There used to be a plaza called the Plaza of the Americas on the University of Florida campus.
They built over
it. There used to be a plaza.
Did they build over it? I know they built over a little piece of it, but I think the grass is still out there. But it used to be this gathering ground for
on
wackos.
UF.
Yeah. And people would come out, like there was this preacher who came out, you know, every day at lunch for the last 20 years. And he would come out and he was a Jonathan Edwards, not John Edwards, but Jonathan Edwards, fire and brimstone type preacher. You know, the only thing that's keeping them from being destroyed off the face of the earth is God's mercy. And he would try to engage people in conversation.
And they had the Hare Krishnas over there.
And the Hare Krishnas would give away lunch. And if you wanted to, you could bring your little soapbox out there, literally, and stand on it.
Like Hyde Park.
And say whatever you want.
In London.
Well, they shut that down.
They shut it down, really?
Well, they shut down the idea that you could just walk out there and start...
You have to have a permit now.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
if you're going to gather more than 20 people or whatever it is.
Is it 20, really?
I don't know what the number is.
I'll bet you it ain't 20.
Right. Now you can't ride a bike in town without a helmet.
Really?
Yeah,
no,
and
that's
I think
not
a
true.
Bell, too.
Oh, definitely you have to have... And a light.
And a light, yeah.
So at night, obviously.
Yeah, but I think that they can ticket you for anything with a bicycle.
Really?
And of course, you got to follow all the normal laws and everything.
Here, of course, downtown, as you say, you can walk around, but downtown, you have to have permission to cross the street because of the lights.
The lights.
Now, here out where Jimmy is, I'm not going to give anything away, but I'm not going to say any more about that. I don't want anybody to know where we are.
And I had die. You can drop dead.
You know, interesting you say that, of course.
Your family's going to have to pick up the tab.
Well, not only that, did you know that it's mandatory? Autopsies are mandatory.
What?
Yep. When you die here in Florida, you have no choice. They carve you up.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
When did that start?
A long time ago.
Really?
Yep. I believe you can get away with it. Some religions can get away with it. I think maybe the Jewish people or something like that. I think they can get away with it.
Well, if you're Jewish,
I haven't heard about
living in Florida.
No, here in Florida.
I haven't died any time recently.
No, it is. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe that's true. I believe that is a mandatory. Autopsy is mandatory in Florida. When my mom died, no question about it. They hauled her off an autopsy to her.
Unbelievable.
No, I believe it's mandatory. And of course it's
for our own safety.
It's for public safety here. They want to make sure it doesn't matter if you're 98 years old and you died of old age, you still get an autopsy. They want to make sure
it's not smallpox.
Smallpox or a disease or something like that, or that it was smoking or something like that, because then the cause of death was lung cancer, for instance, or something like that. And that goes in the stats.
And it negates your health insurance if it wasn't claimed on there or something.
Too late.
Right. So, well, I'm just saying as far as your life insurance that your family would receive or something like that.
Nah, you're allowed. You collect on life insurance. I think suicide is pretty much one of those things that they don't pay off, or war and stuff like that. But I mean, other than that, if you die from lung cancer, you have an insurance policy.
Mrs. Jimmy had one. I was talking to her and she said, you can run for a politician without having a permit or a...
No, you have to pay. Yeah.
Oh, unless you collect signatures. You have to qualify.
Right.
You do have to qualify. Now, the qualification rules used to be fairly slim.
But you don't have to get it. I mean, you have to qualify to run. Okay, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, in other words, you have to either pay money.
But I'm just saying you can start the process without paying a fee or getting a permit or doing anything. You can go in and collect signatures, like you said. And then
that's part of the regulations, if you want to call it. The one qualification you don't have, don't need as a politician, is any kind of an education or any kind of a brain.
Right. You can be convicted.
Right. As you know, that's one of the problems. One of the problems they have right now here in the Florida legislature is there is a legislator who is in the process of he's going to be on trial. And if he's convicted, he will be a convicted felon. Now, there's nothing wrong, nothing to keep him out of the legislature, although the legislature can kick him out, but he could be elected back in as Alcee Hastings was in the national legislature.
Well, that doesn't bother me, because too many things, I mean, Martha Stewart's a convicted felon. It's too easy to be a convicted felon these days, so.
Well, but my point is that you lose your right to vote here in Florida.
Even in your legislative votes?
That's the question. No, that's the question. In other words, the deal is you lose your right here in Florida as a convicted felon. You can't go in and just vote in the regular elections. Now, on the floor of the Senate or the House here in Florida, I don't think that takes that away. I think the only people that can take that away is the legislature itself.
Yeah, that would make sense. That's the definition of your job as a legislator, I would think, is to cast your vote.
Right.
And if you can't
that disenfranchises you. Speaking of that, I'm going to digress just for one second. Whatever happened to the... Don't start this mosquito. For
all right.
No, we know. What about Mr. Braindead up there?
Too bad. I didn't hear about Mr. Braindead.
Yeah, we haven't heard a word about him. The guy that...
Maybe he died.
Blood Brain? No, he's still around. Yeah. What's his name? Tim something? What's his name?
Well, we said the entire free world was resting on this guy's... We don't know.
No, I haven't heard a word about it since this thing.
We got 20 minutes left in the show. Somebody, I am a...
Yeah, all right, okay.
Hanger dogs.
Somebody with in front of a computer
who can use it.
Yeah, well, I can't do it.
Hanger
dogs are being very prolific today. They said you can be a parent without getting a... And actually, you can be a parent, but you know you can't get married.
You can't get married, though.
And not only that, here in Florida, you have to have a blood test.
Yep.
You can't just walk in and get married.
Oh, yeah, there's a marriage permit. I mean, for marriage. And then a three-day wait and all that kind of stuff.
Is there a girlfriend permit yet?
You don't have to have a blood test in Florida anymore.
Really?
Right.
I did not know that. Well, this is why we have an attorney on this.
Jack Rhodes says you can masturbate.
That's not true. That's illegal.
Is it?
No, it's immoral. Maybe. I don't think it's illegal.
There's a statute out there that's, for example, it's missionary position only, stuff like that.
I'm not here in Florida anymore. That was all thrown out in 68, I'm sure. When they rewrote the Constitution.
In the summer of love.
That's right. Well, one of the things, speaking of masturbation and that sort of thing.
It was a death offense to be a homosexual in all 13 colonies.
Yeah. And so what? But they didn't eliminate them.
Nope.
Because they're still out here.
I'd trade that to be able to walk down the street with a gun in my holster and, ride a horse through town without a permit and park it wherever I wanted and
have a dump on the sidewalk,
and not have to pick it up.
That's right.
And not have to have a leash that's three times as long as my horse plus its tail.
That's right. Those are called reins.
Well, you know,
I would imagine that the leash law might not. If you could actually ride your dog, they might let you get away with it. I'm not going to go there. Okay, Jimmy's not going to go there.
Okay, it just astounded me. I mean, I wish there was some way to make it happen, but to have the founding fathers come back and just say, okay, here's what you want to do, George, and John, and whatever.
Yeah.
Go ahead and be free, and let's see how long it takes you to get arrested.
Yeah. Well, they've always...
Tom, George, John, go for it.
But
they'd be in the pokey so fast, it would be mind-boggling.
Oh, well, of course, I think about it
Ben was arrested for smoking in the Purple Porpoise.
No, Ben was 11 when he went to Philadelphia.
Right.
Yeah, he'd be foster care.
Yeah. I wonder if we could do it the other way around. If we were to go back to those times, how long would it be before we were arrested?
Probably a long time.
You think?
Yeah,
we'd be doing stuff like, what, we can do this?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I look like K-Man out in the street running wild.
That's right.
Engineer Eric, you fired 47 cannon volleys into the, the
check
lake
it out,
over there.
I bought a cannon. Ooh, look at this. Yeah, baby.
Exactly.
What's going on with Master Eric? He seems like he's enjoying himself a little too much.
you'd look like one of those guys in Iraq
like
when they're firing
Bunny.
The bullets up in the air, running around. That'd be something.
I'd look like a cartoon character. I'd be having so much fun.
Roger Rabbit after a shot of alcohol.
Exactly.
That's right. We did, get another note here from the Hanger Dogs after our 3-minute delay or whatever. Jim Johnson is the guy's name, who's the apparently, and Dashiell says, yep, he's alive.
Nobody's going to hear about him. He is going to just sort of recede into the
It'll be like that. What was that movie with Kevin? What's his face? Where he took over the place of the president with was it Annette Bening or somebody? No, it wasn't Annette Bening, but it was Sigourney Weaver, and it was called, the president. He took over because the president was in a coma, and it was a big conspiracy thing.
Yeah, and that's what they'll set it up. They'll pass a special law, which means you can only communicate with him through this computer. And he'll be in
in this particular movie that you can communicate it through his spokesman. What they did is, of course, this guy happened to look exactly like the president. So they set him up, and he turned out, of course, he was a better president.
Oh, Kevin Kline.
Yes, Kevin Kline. Right. That was the one. And with Sigourney Weaver, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. That's what's going to happen with Tim Johnson, obviously. And Dashiell is the spokesperson who goes between them.
He votes yes.
Yes, he votes yes. Well, it's Weekend at Ernie's. I mean, they walk in, they look through the window.
I saw that movie too. That was a good one.
Oh my God! Well, no, they look through the glass window where this guy is, and his hand goes up.
Right.
There's a little fishing line, of course, that goes up through the ceiling. And he's waving at the people. that'll be perfect.
Swatting the flies.
Well, they've also had here in Florida. There's still. That one of the Democrats who was elected, I think we talked about this down in Sarasota, was 362 votes or something out of tens of thousands cast, and they're still fighting it. It's the girl, it was Catherine Harris's seat, and the girl who lost, Republican, the R, who lost in that category or in that district, is still fighting it. And apparently, the winner, quote-unquote, at this point, has been sworn in, but who knows? You know, that may still happen. You never can tell with the Florida Supreme Court here, of course, when they after the 2000 election, you just don't know.
All right, the remaking of Downtown has downside?
Well, this comes up, well, unless you've got something else, did we talk about Che Guevara?
No, we didn't talk about that.
23-year-old DUI warrant?
No, we didn't.
That I want to ask you about. That's what I want to ask you. Isn't there a statute of limitations on that?
Okay, people don't understand the statute of limitations. The way that it works is,
Wait, let me set this up. The story out of Smithport, Pennsylvania, is that a man arrested out on a 23-year-old, 23 years since he had been apparently was on arrest warrant for DUI. 23 years ago, whenever that was, you know, 83 or something like that. And he's pulled over for something. And they went on the computer and shortened. They said, "Whoa, you've got an outstanding."
Oh, looky here! Oh, look at this!
Yes, you've got an outstanding warrant for your arrest.
Oh,
for DUI. And so, continue on, counselor.
Okay. Well, okay. And so you would think maybe the statute of limitations would disqualify them from charging him.
Yeah.
But it turns out the statute of limitations is on most crimes is about 100 years. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That would be impossible.
no, it would be impossible.
Yeah, that's right. never save anybody. The way that it works is this. Once a crime is committed, the statute does not start to toll right then. It doesn't start to run until somebody reports the crime. Once somebody reports the crime, then there's, in Florida, about 6 years for most crimes for the authorities to do anything about it. And if they can't do anything about it in that amount of time, then it lapses. And that prevents them from going and arresting you, and then when you say, "What did you arrest me for?" they say, "Well, something happened 25 years ago," digging up some old facts and trying to apply it to new people, basically. They figure, look, if something happens, it's a crime, and you can't find out within 5 or 6 years who did it and what it is, then it's over.
This is why you always see the TV stories where the person, you know, robs all the diamonds or whatever it is and then goes to jail for maybe something or goes and then doesn't even start to spend the money or dig up the diamonds for 7 or 10 or whatever the statute of limitations is. And of course the movies always are trying to get the guy to, you know, one day ahead of the expiration of the statute. Let's go. Okay. That
So this guy, apparently there was no statute of limitations.
Yeah. So that's my question.
Well, that's because what happened was he had been charged. And so,
and there was an arrest warrant issued.
Well, yeah. And so, well, the point is though, he had been charged. They did something. In other words, they have an X amount of time to charge somebody, and they did that within a week or two of the DUI that he got arrested on. So that would be the statute of limitations time frame is a week.
Okay.
Not the 6 years or 23 years.
Okay.
So it's basically akin to what he happened. What he did was he skipped out on court.
Okay.
He got a court date and then he took off.
Right.
And so that goes on for infinity.
Infinity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now the one thing
not
about
infinity.
Well, until he can be 95.
Infinity minus one.
Right.
Yeah,
life of
like
the
that.
Life of the defendant. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Infinity for him.
So he's gonna. What is he gonna do? Take a jury trial and hope he can find a witness.
Well, see that's
yeah,
nice.
that was the funniest line. The funniest line in this whole story, right?
Well, he's right. Well, the line is that he told the judge, "I hope you have witnesses with a good memory," because he doesn't have to find a witness. They do. They have to find the police officer that pulled him over 23 years ago.
Right.
And the guy's going to say, "I remember that guy.
Yeah, I remember, right."
Yeah, you know, and of course he will say that.
But
yeah.
If he gets anything wrong.
The fact is, he won't say that. I bet you that the police officer will go in there and say, 23 years ago, first of all, he's probably dead. But if he's still alive and a police officer and in the same jurisdiction, which chances are
zero.
Exactly.
No, they're not that. No, police officers, David. You know, you think about it. If it was
he's down here in Gainesville. I guarantee
it's
this 50, place is infested.
50. But even if it's 50-50, then the chances of him remembering that one arrest that number of years ago are small. Now, I mean, just hopefully the guy wasn't pulled over like in a clown car or something. You know?
Yeah, wearing his crusty suit.
Or in a wiener car.
Right. Now, yeah, normally I wouldn't remember that, that's but right. I do remember.
Remember that, Sonny? He struggled with me, too. I charged him with battery on an officer.
With that wiener. Yeah. He hit me with his wiener. So, Che Guevara?
Che Guevara, yes. This was, I thought this was fascinating in a way, and there's pluses and minuses on this. The Che Guevara CD was pulled from the shelves of
Target. I didn't know he was a singer.
Yeah, no. Me neither.
No, he's not.
What is he?
Oh, my God, here comes Laura.
Oh.
Hey, right in time for the end
PSL
of the show.
PSL, there she comes.
That's right. Right. There's a chair over here, hon.
You can drag this around.
Here, fire up the Ditto cam.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
The vid cam.
She's wearing all of her clothes today, huh?
Yeah, of course she is. So anyway, okay, Che Guevara, apparently, as you know, it's kind of a cult thing, that picture of him with the beret.
Now, who was he? Yeah. He was a dictator or something?
He was Castro's left-hand man.
Okay.
He was the true committed communist. Mm-hmm. He was a Marxist-Leninist. I mean, he was the true believer.
Right.
And
he had roots.
He had, he was the guy who basically started killing people, really got into it during the Cuban Revolution, marched into Havana. When in 56, when Fidel moved in and everything,
right.
Was head of the death squad, whatever the heck it is, you know, to convert. He made no bones about the fact that they wanted a Marxist-Leninist society and so forth. Well, it turns out that he thought the Cuban Revolution was losing its way, so he went to the Congo for a while to try and fire up. He was going to have the worldwide communist revolution start in the Congo. They didn't have a clue what was going on over there. Finally, he left there because there was like 47 tribes. They just loved the part about the guns killing each other and didn't quite get the rest
Man,
of it.
Man, we were having such a great time.
That's right. Well, and they didn't quite get the entire message on what the communist revolution was all about. So he went.
What
to,
are we fighting for again?
Yeah, no, we're killing him. We killed him. Then he went to Bolivia. And went up in the mountains again, the revolutionary, and I think this was in the early to mid-60s maybe, and wanted to start the Central American, South American Revolution, have the communist, Leninist, socialist revolution take over, starting from the mountains of Bolivia, which, in case anybody knows, you got to eat cocoa to stay alive up there. And by cocoa, I mean the leaves, chew on the leaves. This is where you get cocaine from, that kind of stuff. 13,000 feet, whatever. And he had his merry band of Robin Hood, whatever it is, communist, whatever. And so, well, basically, the Bolivian government said, we don't think so. And sent, I don't know, 20 or 30 or 40 Michelistas into the woods up there, got him, brought him back and killed him. I mean, or, you know, executed him or whatever. And he's become a martyr. And he's a freedom fighter and all this stuff. Well, of course, he was an absolute totalitarian communist, Leninist, the worst kind, but for the last 20 or 30 years, I mean, this particular face of him with the beret on with the little red star or something on it in his beard, I mean, it's an iconic picture that you see lots and lots of places, and you see it from the 60s holdovers, you see it from the nouveau 60s. People that are alive today, 30, 40 years later, that are kids, and they look at this as, you know, put the fist up in the air, you know, black power, white power, Mexican power, you know, all for the Leninist socialist people power, profits before people before profits, and all this crowd. So anyway, it turns out this iconic picture was on, to make a short story very, very long, as I've done.
Eloquently, I might add,
as this particular picture was on a CD put out by, I don't know who, it doesn't really matter. Let's see, it was Che and Marisol, Argentine Born Guerrilla's iconic 1960 portrait by Alberto Diaz. I don't know that, I don't have it in here, I can't see it real quickly, but apparently this picture was on the cover of the CD. People complained because he was a murderer, and Target removed it from the shelves. Now, this is a private response to a private thing, and that makes sort of pretty much sense to me. In a rare moment of accord, but here's what I like in the story. In a rare moment of accord, some social activists, now these are the people that like Che, social activists said they were not sorry to see Che Guevara taken off Target shelves, But why, you ask? Why? Why? Oh, I'm sorry. Why? 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 Everybody's asking why. Che would be rolling in his grave if he knew his face was making money for Chargit. Said Nell Greenberg, spokesman for the San Francisco-based Global Exchange. Everyone who does support that legacy of social justice is certainly not going to be opposed to stopping Target from using that tool. I just love this. Che Guevara's image is literally stamped in the capitalist consumer society that he died fighting to overturn. His portrait adorns everything from school bags to t-shirts and women's lingerie. So anyway, Swatch put Guevara on a wristwatch. Smirnoff Vodka featured the picture in an advertising campaign. Guevara's own family aims to end the industry of Che merchandise, seeking lawsuits against companies they believe exploit his image and undermine his political philosophy. I love it. The capitalist system is using the communists to make money. It doesn't get any better. This is what you do. Yes. You go to the socialist people power revolution. You're selling goddamn t-shirts. $10 a pop with Che's picture on it. And you retire to your non-extraditable country in the Caribbean on your 42-foot yacht with your 22-foot flying bridge. So you can give margaritas to the double X's coming down the deck. I love it. Doc, excuse me.
Done and done.
It doesn't get any better than that. I think we're coming to an end here, unless you got something else.
Well,
on that note.
Well, did you see that people saw the UFO over at Chicago?
Yeah, no, no. Yes.
Yeah, the federales or the
pilots.
The pilots and the
a bunch of people on the ground. Now, you know, they said they were low class. Now give me a break.
No.
It was an actual UFO.
It was a spinning disc shaped object and it shot straight up. But again, as everything says we talked about in the last sentence, one of the O'Hare controllers was kind of amused. He says, you know, to fly 7 million light years to O'Hare and then have to turn around and go home because your gate was occupied is simply unacceptable.
I think that pretty well puts it in perspective. And what else is new about Chicago O'Hare? You did see where the guy, they were stranded on the runway. One of the flights was stranded on the runway in the rain or whatever it was for like 8 hours. The passengers needed to say, they were getting a little unruly, and the pilot said, I'm done with this, and went to a gate anyway.
Right.
He said, screw it. He took his gun. Who's going to stop him?
Me, right.
747. Yeah. I'm going. You guys can do whatever you want to do. Stop me now. I love it. That's what they should do more of that, I'll tell you right now. Listen, thank you all. Send emails. If you want that cup, don't forget, for expedited delivery, hit the donation button. Otherwise, you'll get it anyway. Just send us your address, and there may be... You'll get it, again, sometime before the Earth turns to an ice ball. And we love you for it. See you next week, if not before. Thank you all. Thank you, Hangar Dogs. And thank you, Gino. Mm-hmm. We're tuning in. That's all we had here today. Our two listeners. We had more people in the studio than we did listeners today. Isn't that exciting? I'll tell you this one. This is like that flight that we took to Aspen that time, remember?
Yeah, right.
We had
only three on there.
There were three on the plane. There were more people. There were more passengers. No, sorry. There were fewer passengers than there were crew. Captain and crew. That was interesting. I love the part where Counselor reaches up to punch the button and says, I wonder if the stewardess would know who punched the button. I love it. Thank you again.
Get you all soon.
Yes. Bye bye.
Bye bye. We want to say thank you for listening to the Jimmy Doan Show.
Thank you for listening to the Jimmy Doan Show.
Way to speak up there. Here, do it again.
Thanks for listening to the Jimmy Doan Show.
Yes, all right there, people. Eat it up, Hangar Dogs.
Eat it up, Hangar Dogs. That's right. They have to go with their wives. Long time.